And before we go, one last thing. The sun may not be shining today, but a warm and sunny weekend is expected.
So here's another reason to get your grill ready. We're offering you a new sizzling summer recipe that will be sure to impress. The culinary masters at Groton's Herb Lyceum will be showing us how to make a surprisingly refreshing curry hanger steak.
My name is Paul Callahan. I'm the chef at the Herb Lyceum in Groton, Massachusetts. And today I am going to be cooking a curry-rubbed hanger steak with a nice little salsa or relish. So for the curry rub, it's 3 tablespoons of curry, 1 tablespoon of cumin, and 1 tablespoon of coriander. It's starting to develop this smoky flavor, so that's going to go along with the fresh ginger and all those really bright, fresh herbs. Really, really such a great smell from the cumin starting to show through the curry and that coriander. So I'm going to be pairing this with just a couple tomatoes and some fresh herbs and some ginger. And there you have it. Nice curry-rubbed hanger steak with a little salsa, a little relish of some fresh heirloom tomatoes and some cherry tomatoes and some fresh herbs. That's good. You can just spend a day outside grilling with friends and family and having such a nice little dish.
All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat and no potatoes.
Special thanks to Susanna Boley for bringing us the sounds of Chef Paul Callahan's kitchen. You can find the recipe for the Herb Lyceum's curry-rubbed hanger steak and salsa at our website, radioboston.org.
And you can get more recipes and read an extended interview with Chef Callahan at WBUR's food and culture blog, Public Radio Kitchen.
I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight, 'cause woman, you know that mess ain't right.
Well, next week on Radio Boston, we'll get muddy with a group of volunteers working to repopulate Boston Harbor with oysters.
Also, former Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner talks about his new gig managing minor leaguers in Brockton and bouncing back from his infamous 86 World Series error.
Yeah, people always ask me what I thought about, you know, when I missed the ground ball. And my first thought was, wow, I get to play in the seventh game of the World Series, you know.
Right.
You know, we'll get him tomorrow, you know.
That's all next week on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.